Bone Blade Speaks, episode 679, AT&T locks the open SIM.
One of the things that premiered in the new iPads that Apple introduced recently was the Apple SIM card. And the idea behind it is that you can choose between carriers, that you can buy a, you buy your iPad from Apple and it has a SIM card in it where you can choose which carrier. And if you don't like that one carrier, it makes it very easy to, well, switch carriers without having to, to get a new SIM card, which is what typically happens when you switch carriers. The carriers that are signed onto this so far are T-Mobile, AT&T, and Sprint in the U.S. and EE in the U.K. So it's a very small number of carriers at this point, but it's and Verizon is notably absent from this list also. And well, AT&T is kind of on this list, but not really, because when you decide to sign up with AT&T, your supposedly open SIM gets locked to AT&T. And so, when AT&T was asked about this, because this was reported in Mac Rumors, they basically said, it's just simply the way we've chosen to do it, which just kind of goes to show you that, as much as the things that we're, trying to change AT&T, trying to change the way the carriers do business and be more customer friendly and actually compete, right? And not lock customers in, right? It seems like, the two major carriers in the U.S. are still basically giving a finger to the customers, Verizon by not even participating and AT&T by basically locking the SIM card, which is kind of stupid. And really, and I guess also too, if you buy the iPad at a carrier store, it's going to come with the carrier SIM. It's not, so it's only if you buy the new, is it the iPad 2 and the iPad Mini 3 or whichever ones they are, you have to buy it from the Apple store to get the Apple SIM card. And it's just dumb. The devices are still locked, but if your service is as good as you say it is, then customers won't necessarily migrate to some other service, right? And that's, so why not make it easy for them and why lock them in? Again, AT&T just seems to not get it. T-Mobile doesn't lock you in. They definitely have better plans, I think. And, but this is the kind of thing that just, it's like every time I see something about the cell carriers, this is just yet another thing that just, annoys me about them at the very least.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.